Hurricane Erin is expected to be a large and powerful hurricane as it nears our east coast this week. Forecasters say it will not make landfall, but the hurricane is still triggering evacuations and flood alerts. NPR's Bill Chappell is following the storm. So, Bill, tell us about Hurricane Erin.
Hi. Hurricane Erin is about 750 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, this morning. It has sustained winds that are maxing out around 115 miles an hour. That's a little lower than yesterday, but Erin is very large, and that's why officials on the East Coast are so alarmed. Authorities have issued mandatory evacuation orders for Hatteras Island and Ocracoke Island in North Carolina's Outer Banks. There are emergency also in those areas. Here's Dare County Emergency Management Director Drew Pearson.
I encourage all residents and all visitors to heed the evacuation order and take action to protect themselves, to protect their property, and to get up and leave now.
So Hurricane Erin is moving northwest right now. Later this week, it's expected to curve more toward the northeast and travel back out over the open Atlantic.
Now, we just heard Drew Pearson ask people to heed the evacuation order, but if it's not predicted to hit the mainland, why are we hearing about that?
So one way to think of it is if you're standing on a dock at a lake and there's a water skier coming toward you, they don't have to hit you directly to absolutely soak you with water. They can just turn suddenly, and that's sort of what Erin is doing. This hurricane's packing a lot of water and energy. I spoke about that with Matthew Jansen. He's an engineer who studies coastal hazards at the Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey.
The size of the storm really sort of is correlated with the higher storm surge levels over larger swaths of area, and that tends to lead to much more dramatic impacts.
And in this case, Erin is expected to bring waves to the surf area that are 15 to 20 feet or more. Jansen says parts of the Outer Banks are especially prone to being washed out.
In some parts of that, the barrier islands may be 1,000 feet wide in some areas, so very, very vulnerable.
So officials say people who live or work in evacuated areas should prepare to cope with the effects of days of potential flooding. The flooding is going to include a main highway that runs along the Outer Banks. That is the only way emergency officials could access it if someone needs help.
Yeah, and that water skier scenario that you mentioned makes a lot of sense. Now, what's next? It's true. I completely pictured it. Now, what's next as we watch this storm? And what about other parts of the Atlantic shoreline?
Well, the warnings aren't quite as dire for those other parts of the East Coast in terms of floods, because if you've seen our map, the Outer Banks stick out pretty prominently. But forecasters say that if you're planning to go to the beach this week, beware of the water on the East Coast, because rip currents will be dangerous along most of it, all the way from Florida to Massachusetts. And you know, another part of this, as we covered storms like this, is Erin's the first hurricane of the Atlantic season, but it's almost certainly not the last. Forecasters say another system or two could be forming in the eastern Atlantic heading our way. They're monitoring those. And climate change is part of this dynamic. Jansen told me that many experts think we might see fewer hurricanes, but they're likely to be more intense. And Hurricane Erin, which exploded in size and strength, certainly fits in that pattern.
Yeah, sounds like it does. NPR's Bill Chappell, thanks a lot.
Thanks, hey, great to talk with you.